You're listening to KXT 91.7. I'm Joe Cozera. Our guest in the studio today is very well known in the Dallas music scene. He fronted the band Sorta, which had four full-length albums, multiple awards, and music on MTV. Also, ABC's The Unit and Sorta had a stellar lineup of very musicians, including Chris Holt, Danny Bayless, and before his very tragic death in 2007, keyboardist Carter Albrecht. And after over 10 years of being Sorta's frontman, our guest has recorded his own solo album, Mount Pelier, and arranged and produced by White Stripes producer Stuart Sykes and Shibboleth's Don Cento. And we're very pleased to welcome Trey Johnson live in the studio today. Trey, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
You bet. Where are you from originally?
Dallas.
Oh, okay, so you grew up here.
Yep.
Excellent. So what was the music scene like growing up here?
It was pretty vibrant. I played in bands in high school. We played at the theater gallery, and it was a good punk scene at that point. It was small. I was actually talking to Jeff about this earlier. It was small, but you could always go see shows, and they would always be well attended, and it was a good scene.
Well, talk about your years with Sorta. How did you get together?
I met Danny at a bar called the Barley House. I was introduced to him by the owner of the Barley House, Richard Winfield. I had known Richard forever, and we started doing little duo shows on Sunday nights. And at that point, Carter was playing with a bunch of different people and hanging out at the bar, and he brought his Rhodes up, and we started doing more shows with him, and then we got a drummer and went through a number of different drummers and a couple of other guitar players. But it didn't take long to get rolling, and we made our first record, or at least the EP, within a year after that, I think. And then we made a full-length Laugh Out Loud a few months after that. And we started doing a lot of shows, and it was a great band.
Well, how about a song to start us off?
Okay. This is a song off that record, Mount Pelier, and it's called Unfavorable Way.
somewhere, someone's thinking of you.
Trey Johnson joins us live here in the studio at KXT 91.7. That's Unfavorable Way. That's from his solo album called Mount Palier. Very, very nice, Trey.
Thanks.
So you've got a new record done.
I got a little tangled up here. Sorry with it. Just finished it last week, or just mixed it a couple days ago.
Where'd you record it?
We recorded it at Tomcast, a studio off Northwest Highway, owned by a friend of mine, Tom Bridwell, who played drums on the last sort of record. And did it with Don again. Paul Williams was the engineer and producer. Also, we all three, Don, Paul, and me, pretty much produced it together. Shibboleth, backing band, for the most part. We did, Joe Cripps played some set. I don't know if you know Joe. He was Brave Combo, and he's a super guy. Bubba Hernandez played upright, and a few others. It was a great, great session, real fast, which is the way it should be.
So who are you influenced by?
You know, I grew up listening to kind of punk rock bands. I got real turned on to Dylan late, probably, I mean, you know, after college, really. I'd never really listened to any Dylan. I got really turned on to him and sort of the approach of, you know, throw it against the wall, see what sticks, songwriting, you know, just write. I got a lot of records, I got a lot of tunes. I just enjoy the process of making up songs and, you know, some of them are good, some of them aren't so good. Doesn't really bother me one way or the other because it's just, I enjoy doing it.
What are you listening to now?
What am I listening to now? I'm listening to Fats Domino records right now. I kind of, on the Mount Palier record, I started playing a lot of piano. Most of that record was written on the piano. I'd never really played piano before that. And, I take that back. I had played some, but not sitting down and spending hours at the piano, which is what I started doing. And, started listening to those Fats Domino records, and they're just great rock. You know, it's rock and roll, and I love the horn. It's just, I really enjoy those records.
Where does the name Mount Palier come from?
It comes from an island. Really, it comes from the song Bottle of Rum references Mount Palier, and in the song, it's a made-up song in the key of G, and it's sort of a confusing story, but anyway, when we were going to title the record, Don, you know, that sort of stuck out at Don, and that wasn't the initial spelling. And then I started doing a little research and found a little island in the Caribbean. It was a volcanic island, and it was just a fascinating story. And then, you know, it's an interesting. It's nothing personal. it's just like I said, it's referenced in the record, and that was just what we sort of decided to title the record for the most part.
How about another song?
Okay. I'm going to do a song called Fire, Train, and an Enemy, and it's on the record, it's kind of done stompy, and it's kind of a car crash ballad, but I'm going to do it a little bit more, the way it was written, which is a little more countrified, I guess. If I can remember it. Last night I watched a fire down on Broadway. Seemed like someone should be there to put it out. A train of thoughts came rushing at me from somewhere down the road. And I just sat there thinking to myself, fire burned bright, then it broke. There was a wreck of some proportion, a collision without distortion. Oh, and I just sat there thinking to myself, what makes a body move?
must have somehow been removed. I never saw it coming. What was a perfect day? It didn't turn out that way. I should have seen it coming, but I didn't. Something seemed out of place this morning, but I just could not quite finger it. A fire, a train, and an enemy. Now it all makes perfect sense to me as I sit waiting quietly for help. It was a wreck of some proportion, a collision without distortion. Oh, and I just sat there thinking to myself, as I sat there thinking to myself.
Trey Johnson joins us live here in the studio at KXT 91.7. Fire, Train, and an Enemy. Great song.
Correct. Thank you.
So, sorta. Is planning on going back in the studio?
We are. We're going to, on Saturday, record the local Yokel show with Chad Davenport. And at that, we're going to do a little recording for that. And we had talked months ago about going into the studio and unearthing some old tunes that had never really... We'd put out an EP called More Myth. I mean, putting it out is a stretch, really. We recorded it and probably made 10 of them. And then had them around. And actually, Danny Bayless gave me one of them last night, and there are a few really wonderful tunes on it. Not to go off on a tangent on More Myth. But anyway, so we had talked about going back into the studio and maybe writing some new tunes and just getting back and playing. I've done a few shows with Danny and Ward, just each of us, a song swap at the All Good. But we hadn't really done, since the release at the House of Blues, however long ago it was, we hadn't really played together. And last night we got together, and with just Danny and Trey Carmichael, who was the sort of the longtime drummer of the band, and it sounded great. It was easy, which is the way it should be.
That's good.
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear it.
I'm very excited about it. It should be interesting.
Do you or did you have a favorite venue here in Dallas to play?
Well, I love the Granada. You know, if there's a place to play in town, but for the small bar, you know, it was always the Barley House for that band when we were really coming of age as a rock band. And then it's moved since then. But that original Barley House was, I spent many many nights there. And now I love playing at the All Good, and I love playing Sons of Herman. So no, I guess I don't have a favorite. I like all four of those venues a lot. And the House of Blues, I mean, it's great. We had that release party for the last sorta record, and the sound there is wonderful, and it's good. You know, there's a lot of nice places to play in town.
What do you see for the future of Dallas music, Dallas area music?
What do I see for the future?
Yes.
I don't know about the future. I know I'll just keep making records, and, you know, there's a lot of really wonderful musicians in town. There's a lot of good instrumentalists, and there's also a lot of really good songwriters. So, you know, I'd love it if, you know, you guys, having you around, this city has been missing. I was talking to Jeff again about this. You know, this is, you filled a huge space with the station for people like me and Salim, and, you know, these guys that we've made a lot of records, and the music has always kind of fallen between format cracks, and there's really never been a AAA station, you know. And again, we were talking about this, and I think that there's maybe you guys are somewhat AAA or AAA plus or something. But anyway, there's never really been a good AAA station that would play singer-songwriters, would play kind of an alt-rock band. I mean, you know, The Edge, the night shows will play it every now and again, and Josh was real good about that. But for the most part, there really hasn't been that sort of support. So hopefully, you know, you guys spinning the records, it certainly helps to get, if nothing else, just, you know, all we want to do is get our music heard. So, I mean, I got boxes of CDs in my garage.
You know, we're happy to play it. We love the local music. There's so much good stuff here that we're playing. So,
I know.
Yeah, we really
We appreciate it.
So you got one more song, and it's a sort of song.
Yeah, you know, I really had not made too many decisions about what I was going to play, but I decided I was going to play this because it's kind of different from the other two songs, and because, yeah, like you say, it's a sort of song. I will take a second here to check my tuning, if you don't mind, because I'm going to use a capo. So you want to continue to visit while we... Well, maybe I'm not going to tune. Maybe I'm just going to hope for the... Oh, there it goes.
Those old Gibsons stay in tune pretty well.
They do. This is a wonderful guitar, man. It's been my sort of go-to guitar for quite a few years, and although I did have some problems with it just recently, it's in good shape. And one of my students, you know, I teach at Zound Sounds, which I don't know if you know what Zound Sounds is, but it's a school, music school in town over off Haskell and Gaston, and... it's run by Mark Solomon, and it is a wonderful scene. And, oh, actually, you want to know where the future of the music scene in Dallas is? It is in that school, because there are some electrifying performers, and I guess why I brought that up is one of them broke my headstock, too, which is, that was one of the problems I'd have with my guitar that knocked it over. But it's a great scene, and I encourage people to go check that out, too, because, you know, if you're looking for your kids to get lessons, that's the place to go. And this song is To Jenny.
Up so we get everything done, just me and my girl in the sun.
Trey Johnson live in the studio. That's To Jenny. That's a sort of song. This is KXT 91.7. Trey Johnson is our guest in studio today. His solo album is called Mount Pelier, and he plays tomorrow night with a full band at the All Good Cafe in Dallas. What time does the show start?
I think we'll probably get rolling about 9-ish.
9 o'clock. Great. Trey, it's been a pleasure. Thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.
For more concerts and venue information, check out the concerts page at kxt.org. Have a look around, too, at other performances here at KXT on the in-studio page. I'm Joe Cazera. This is KXT 91.7, Music to the Core.